Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking in Four Quarters with Coach Lee. That's 1 hour. That's 60 minutes. That's times, whatever. It's a whole bunch of seconds. But anyway, your Four Quarters here on Blog Talk Radio continues. You know, right here every Monday, 7 p.m., Coach Lee doing what he do. But you know what? Before we can start any game, before we can get in any topics, but you know what? I need to slow down a little bit, just a little bit, because we're going to go through four quarters, and we're going to go with quarter number one, we're going to talk about website information. Quarter number two, we're going to talk about off-season meetings and practices. In quarter number three, we're going to update on the women's football camp and conference. That's going to be a weekly. You know, we're going to have updates every week on that, so that's going to be a weekly. And then, of course, the fourth quarter will be the Ning Board, the number one networking football board for women's football in the world, right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. So before we start this, let's get to the commercials, because you know we got to get to the commercials.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Yo, pick Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. They'll pick you up from the airport for the National Women's Football Camp and Conference, January 7th through the 10th here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Why? Because they'll pick you up. And for our second sponsor, you know who they are. How we going to end it with a mean my Adidas? Because I got them on my feet, and they got no shoestrings in them. I did not win them. But I'm not going to wrap it up, because we're going to go ahead and get started with this game. And you know how we start the game off. We always start off with a kickoff, and boop, there goes the kickoff. We in quarter number one here, four quarters of Coach Lee. We in quarter number one, and we're going to talk about a few things. You know, it's off season. You know, it's prime season, as I call it. because you always primed to be ready to answer questions and any concerns of any potential players, any potential fans, any potential sponsors. And the only way and the best way to be able to answer a lot of these things is through your website. You got to have current information on your website. I know there's been many shows on here, not that I spoke of, but of others, who talked about having your website up to date and how important it is to have your website up to date. Excuse me a little bit there. I got a little of that barbecue. You know, it is Barbecue Monday, and I just finished eating, and it's just like feeling so good right now. I didn't need to clear my throat. All right, we should be rolling now. A little water should help me out. And we're rolling. But, yeah, you got to get your websites up to date, folks. It's our business card. It's our calling card. It's what we do. It's what we say. It's what we are. We are what our website says, you know. And I just breezed through a few, and I'm always critiquing my own website. And like I said, my current information is the update from our last weekend's actually, has it been 2 weeks now, hasn't it? No. Yeah, it was last weekend we played a game. So, you know, I put up a current picture with the score on there and some other good stuff. And, you know, but the main thing is I have a section called 2010 Tryouts, which is a whole separate page that you can go to. And it gives you up-to-date information on what's going on, what's happening with the Showgirls. It talks about our current meeting that we have this Saturday, the 12th, over at Finley Chevrolet, one of our sponsors here locally. And we're using a community room. But, you know, it's always information on there. It's always current contact information as far as emails and phone numbers. And those things are very important, especially during this off-season time. You definitely got to get your off-season going and making sure that people know what's going on with you guys. And as I glance over a few websites here, you know, I'm a little disappointed that people don't have current information on here, and it's something that we got to get used to doing, at least on a weekly basis. You know, once a week, you should be talking about what your team is doing, be it that if you're having a banquet and where location is at, if you're having a fundraiser, you know, what it is and what the location is and, you know, where the funds are going. If you're any charity events, to make sure that you're talking about some of the charity events that you're involved in. If you're having any football 101 classes or camps or tryouts, that information needs to be on there. If you have a current sponsorship packet that you want sponsors to come and check out, you should be able to be able to download them off your site or be able to see the information. I know that's something that I'm working on right now, having just a straight sponsorship page, which should be up probably by midweek. But like I said, I'm always going through and looking at other sites and seeing what they have. And like I said, I like to use and share information, you know. If another site has some things that looks good and I want to, you know, I think that we should have it, hey, I try to manipulate a little bit, put it in my own words, and share that information. You know, because that's what it's all about, is sharing. Your website is your business card. It is your business calling. And if you're not staying current, you know, people are going to look at you and say, oh, it hasn't been updated since May 15th because that was your last game. And, you know, you don't get back onto it until April. You know, that's 9 months of time that you're not spending on there, and people don't know what's going on. So, again, make sure you have current information. I don't care if it's you guys are changing your colors for the year or ordering new uniforms. But whatever you can do, you know, whatever you can do. Hold on, right. Got a little background music because I'm just surfing the net right now and checking out different updates. And just matter of fact, I'm just rolling across and I came across the Tiger Cats. You know, they got a upcoming Tiger Cat event, which is great. On the opening page, they talk about September 24th. They have a Tiger Cat meet and greet from 4 to 8 on September 27th. What's that? Finger Lake Youth Football and Cheerleading League Charity Bowl that they're going to be involved in on the 29th. They got a fundraiser going on October 4th. They are going to be participating in the 5K run. October 17th is going to be their tryout team meetings for all new and returning players. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Going to your website and planning ahead. You know, put these events down. Make it happen. Let folks know where you're going, what you're going to be doing. You know, you got to. You know, let me just check another website. I'm just randomly going through different teams from either or league. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, if I was a fan of women's football and I just heard about it and I'm being told to go to the local team website, I'm there. I just stopped off at the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. What they got here? They got a third annual golf tournament on October 11th. So, again, right here on the front page is letting you know what's going on, what's happening. Let me see if there's anything else that's involved. They just congratulating the other teams. They congratulating the Slam for their win in championship, which is great. But, again, like I said, I'm just randomly going through and checking it out. But, again, it is so important. It is so important that teams know what's going on. It's so important that your fans know what's going on. It's so important that your team even knows what's going on, which is always great. Keep everybody in the loop. I know we just did a little function. We did a tailgating party at a UNLV home game this year, this past week. They had about 25,000 fans at their home game. And we just set up a barbecue shop and, you know, wore our jerseys, threw the ball around. Passed out probably about 300 media guides, you know, people that heard about us, seen about us, talked about us, knew about us, didn't know about us. But we got 300 books passed out. Might even recruited one or two extra players. But the fact was, you know, it was a small group of us, probably about 10 to 12 of us just got together, didn't spend no money. It was all free. We were in a general parking lot, set up a tent. It was real windy, but we set up a tent and just got our banners up and barbecued out there, you guys. I mean, like I said, it wasn't difficult. It wasn't nothing that cost us any money. Now, next time we're gonna go over to the actual tailgating party section, which it costs $20 a car. And what we're gonna wind up doing is I have a bread box truck that I have that I use for the team, and I'm getting it wrapped. In our showgirl logo and all this other stuff. But we plan on putting all the stuff in there. Have everybody go park over in general parking for free and then walk across the other side of the stadium and then party. You know, we're going to pull out the couches out the truck, put them out there, you know, put a rug down, you know, put the big screen TV in the back of the truck or the projector screen and show our highlights in the middle of, you know, tailgate party area, which had radio stations out there, you had fraternities and sororities out there, you had a major alumni out there, you know, barbecuing, playing football, throwing the balls, you know, and letting them know what the showgirls are all about. It's the same thing that you can do. If you buy a college, be it Division I, Division II, Division III, everybody tailgates. It's a great way to get the word out there about your team. If you got flyers, pass them out. If you got business cards, pass them out. Have your girls wear their jerseys. Have your coaches wear their coaches' shirts. You know, might even want to give away a couple of T-shirts, you know, at the party or whatever. So, again, be creative. Be creative with your website. Be creative with the information that you're providing. But you gotta direct people to your website. You have to. I mean, most of you guys, the leagues, are getting a lot of people that are coming to the league website, and then they drop them like, well, is there a team by me, you know? What is it that I can do? You know, how can I find out information? So you got to be able to put it up there. It got to be current. And, you know, try to make it as interactive as possible. I mean, I'm not an internet guru, but my interaction is basically if I got some film, if I got some footage or some pictures, I'm trying to throw them up on a website to get people involved in what we do outside of playing football. So, again, get involved in your website. It is your calling card. It is who you are. It is what you are. And you just got to get it done. Got to get it done. Got to get set. And, you know, It's what's got to be done. Point blank, period. And we're pretty much done with the first quarter. Like I said, it's all about you. It's about being creative. It's about being, promoting. It's about getting things done the way that you can get them done to get some exposure. And so what we're going to wind up doing is we're going to end quarter number one on that note and go on back into what we do because we do what we do.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
How we do it with my Adidas. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Coach Lee is rocking it for quarters, y'all. On Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. The WFB talk continues, that is, right here with Coach Lee. You know, yeah, I'm pretty hyped up. You know, I know there's a game on TV, and I know I'm doing my show on Monday night, but you know what? Hey, I can put a pause in on the game. I can TiVo the game. But I got to get my information out to you guys. Why? Because I'm passionate about this game, about women's football, and about the things that you do to improve the product. So, you know what? Let's move on to quarter number two. We talk about off-season meetings and practices. You know, it kind of ties into just basically off the website situation. You know, there are some teams that don't get together until January. That's too late. I'm sorry. There's not many championship teams that are getting together in January to get this thing started. It takes too much time and too much effort to put together the team. You know, football is 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. And as an owner and as a marketing team and as, you know, as coaches, I want an off season. No, I'm not talking about 3-4 days a week. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting together, one, having a meeting to help recruits come in, and two, put some kind of off season program together. If it's 1 day a week, 2 days a week, you know, if it's over, you know, if it's every other week, if it's 10 straight weeks, if it's 20 biweekly days or whatever, you got to put a program together. You have to. If you're going to be serious contenders, you got to put a program together. Again, I only speak from experience. I only speak from what I know. And, you know, the greatest, I'll say the greatest example would be the NFL. If you go back in the 70s, man, once the season was over, those guys were gone. They had other jobs. You know, they were car salesmen. They were insurance salesmen. You know, they were working in construction. They were doing whatever to make a living because they wasn't really making a lot of money in football to call it a, you know, career. They had to find a career outside of their football career. You know, but as of late, mid-80s, man, they've been having OTAs and spring training and all these other things. I can remember looking at Deacon Jones talk about, training camp used to be the one we used to get in shape. That's what it was used for. Now it's about elevating your game during training camp. It ain't about getting in shape first. You in shape all year round. So the best way to do that is together as a team. This is what built that team bond, you know, that thicker than water type of attitude. That we are together, we are family, we are whatever slogan you want to put on it. But the fact is, team owners got to organize this stuff. Team coaches, you got to organize this stuff. Team captains, if If you're not getting it from your coaches and owners, you need to organize this. And like I said, it's not like it's an eight-hour practice or anything of that nature. You need to get out there, do some running, do some lifting, do some stretching, do some drills, you know, catch the balls, throw balls, you know. You need to invest in some equipment such as ropes, cones, bags, sleds, tackling dummies, nets. You know, those are the things that you need to have in order to have a good off-season training. And what will be real cool if you don't have the budget to do that is tie yourself in with a high school that's already practicing. Most of those teams have meetings on Saturday, at least the coaches do. And if you can hook up on Saturday mornings and ask the coaches, can you guys use their equipment from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or 9 to 11 or whatever hours that are, you know, convenient, you don't have to buy all that equipment. Use your local high school. Use your local college. Sleds and all those things are already out there. You know, you probably got to find some kind of waiver or something. But if you don't have the equipment, you need to find a way to be creative. Once again, I'm using that word, being creative, to get that equipment, to get better. You just have to. I'll just give you an example of a good workout. I mean, not necessarily workout, but, you know, we're having our team meeting next week on the 12th so that the girls know what they're getting into. On the first day, we're going to have time trials. We're going to have the bench press out there. So they're going to bench press, you know, 100 pounds as many times as they can. They're going to run the 40. They're going to run some other cone drills. You know, that might take up the initial hour. Then second hour, you know, we're going to start working on positions. And we're going to go 10 straight weeks doing this. Well, not the weightlifting and running. And we're just going to test once. And then we're going to test at the end of the 10 weeks just to show improvement. So everybody should have improved. If you only bench press 100 pounds, two times, and hopefully in 10 weeks you'd ever do it three times. Got to show improvement. If you run a 40 in 5.5, hopefully you run it in 5.3 the next time. You know, if you're 280 pounds and coach wants you down to 260, then hopefully we got you worked down to 260 in 10 to 12 weeks. So, again, it's about improving. You know, I'm not a believer in having one tryout and thinking that, oh, that tryout, I'm going to get all my best players. Because 90% of those women that come to that tryout have never played the game before. So how can you really, truly feel that, you know, you got the right group if they all have not been there? You know, you got to be able to see them a few times. And that's what our football 101 is all about. You know, it's about seeing the players as many times as possible just to teach, to show them, to build confidence. Because, you know, the very first time, you know, I've had offensive linemen who've never gotten a three-point stance before. And they didn't know there was such thing as a two-point stand to start off with. You know? But over time, they were able to get into a nice, solid three-point stance. And then, you know, when the tryout did come around, they showed the biggest improvement. Because, again, you have tryouts, you ain't got them in pads. They don't know if they can hit. You know, you can at least have some tackling dummies and see how aggressive they are, you know. But, again, I don't think one tryout will do you. Don't think two tryouts will do you to put a team together. I think you need to have as many opportunities to come out and learn the game as possible before you determine what your team is going to be about. So over the next 4 months, that's what we're going to be working on, from September, October, November, December. You know, we're not having our big tryout until December 12th. I think that's the second Saturday of the month. But the women will have opportunities. They got 14, 16 weeks to show what they can do. To show what they can do. And then the big day is on that big Saturday. Then we're going to cut it down because by then we know what the athletes are. I'm not saying that somebody can't walk up and turn it out and show off. But, boy, it's a lot better having a lot more dates and understanding of the game instead of just coming out there, you know. But those who are current athletes who, you know, just got off the basketball court or who just got off the volleyball court or softball field or whatever, you know, are going to show their skills and athleticism. Boy, I just got tongue twister today, but that's all good. You know what I'm talking about, right? being athletic. That's what I'm trying to get at. But that's what it's all about. It's about many opportunities. So, again, coaches, put together an off-season plan for these ladies. Owners, make sure your coaches are putting together an off-season plan. You know, and, again, these are some of the things that we're going to talk about at the Women Football Camp and Conference in January. But, you know, don't waste the next 4 or 5 months until you get there. Be inquisitive. Find out what's going on. Again, visit other websites. Visit other coaches. Call other coaches. Find out what they're doing. Nothing in football is top secret. You know, you should be running, getting stronger. You know, what are some of the weak points in women's football right now? We need to get faster. We need to get stronger. We need to get younger. Overall, that is. Not to take away from those who, you know, of age. And, you know, I don't tell a woman's age. But, you know, those are some of the things that we have to do to make our product better. We definitely have to do those things. So in the meantime and in between time, find out what you can do. Find out what programs are out there. Find out what coaches are doing what to make it happen. You know, I'm loving it. You know, I'm always rocking it four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. WFBTalkContinues.com. I don't even know if I said it right, but you know what? You know where you at. You can always call in at 347-826-7278. That's where I'm always at. I'm always great making it happen. Here again, four quarters of Coach Lee. Yeah, I'm not ranting. I'm not ratting on the phone right now. You know, I'm not mad like I was last week. You know, disappointed still, you know, because of the things that I hear. But you know what? Life goes on. Life goes on, and we got to learn. We got to live and learn. And you got to be willing to, you know, open up your ears and hear it out and chat it out. So, again, four quarters of Coach Lee, and that is the end of quarter number two. Time goes by so fast when you're having fun, or at least when you're learning, you know, especially when it's a subject that you really like and you really get into. But we're going to go ahead and go to halftime. Let's see what we got rocking here on Blog Talk Radio, four quarters of Coach Lee, each and every Monday. Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas, everybody's Adidas. You rocking Adidas? I don't care if you're rocking Adidas, sweatbands, headbands, socks, skirts, shirts, tank tops, shoes, glasses, skull cap, something Adidas. Support Adidas. Why? Because they're supporting you. And that's what we got to do. We got to prove that we have value. Women football players, women football coaches, women football owners, and women football fans. We got to show these sponsors that we have buying power. Once we make our mind up and support a product, you guys, I'm trying to tell you, I'm getting it each and every day. I talk to many, many companies. They don't believe that women football players, coaches, owners, and fans are buying. You got to show them. So get behind a product. I don't care if it's Adidas. Get behind something. All right?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, pick Enterprise. Why? Come on, say it with me. Why? I can't hear you. Why? There we go, because they'll pick you up. Let's move on to quarter number three, y'all. Hey, each and every week, man, I got updates. You know, this camping conference, oh, man, it is rolling. It is shaking and baking. People are signing up, which is great. I'm loving it. You know, every day I go to the website and check on those who are checking in or those who are registering. It's getting pretty impressive. I think we're getting out there and people are starting to realize that this is for them, that this is an educational situation for them. So, again, if you haven't signed up, you guys, hey, it's limited space. And I keep saying it. It is limited space. So if you're a quarterback, you better jump on it. I got some coaches coming that are going to teach you guys some major skills. And while we're talking about that, let me get over to the website so I can just talk about some of the updates because I'm excited. You guys just don't know. This is something that is, like, really going to make a difference in women's football, believe it or not. I truly believe that. The education aspect of this camping conference is going to be at the top-notch level, top-notch, you know. You know, last week I rolled out and told you guys who we had committed to the camp. And like I said, I update every Thursday. Every Thursday of the week I try to update so that those who are at home on weekends can check out the website. And I'm loving what we got lined up for you guys. You know, last week I talked about some of the commitments we got with Tina Murphy, Executive Director of Las Vegas Bowl Game, Yvonne Scott Williams, UNLV head track and field coach, Dr. Rhonda Bacharan, orthopedic surgeon. We got an owner from the Lone Star Mustangs, Lynn Marie Ellington, speaking on ownership and some other things. You know, we got wide receiver coaches. Three wide receiver coaches are locked down. You got Coach Soon, Coach Bell, and Coach Talley. We had Coach Baker as one of the running back coaches. Coach Ring, one of the O-line coaches. Coach Bartley, linebackers coach. Coach Evans, DB coach. And Coach Benjamin, D-line coach. All experienced coaches in women's football. All of them come from the women's football background. So it's not like you're getting put out there and they've never dealt with women before. These are the top-notch coaches in women's football that we're bringing on board here. All right? But, yeah, as of September 3rd, I had some new additions. I had Brent Salisbury, who's a certified sports nutritionist. Former pro football quarterback, believe it or not. Salisbury, you might know his brother, Sean. Sean's on NFL Live, and he used to play for the Minnesota Vikings. But his brother Brent was a younger cat. Grew up around my time. Had a scholarship to BYU. Played behind Ty Detmer. Got in trouble a little bit at the university. Wind up transferring to a Division II school. Wind up winning the Division II Heisman Trophy during his playing time. Was drafted, but wind up playing overseas in Europe. Is the highest football player ever to play overseas. As far as making money is concerned. But, you know, he's involved. And I'm getting bios and stuff together so that I can have them on the website. But also another guy named Stan Davis, Coach Davis, who's actually the current defensive coordinator for the Oklahoma City Yard Dogs of the AFL-2. Coach Davis is a DB coach, defensive coordinator, been all over the Arena Football League as defensive coordinator with the L.A., what was L.A.'s team name? Oh, man. I can't even think. I know they're red, white, and blue. I can't even think of their name offhand. But anyway, the L.A. team, the Chicago Force defensive coordinator, and then with the league dropping, he wound up going to the Arena 2 League. And he's going to be there teaching some mad skills as defensive back. I know Coach Davis. Actually, I played ball with Coach Davis in college. And he's also was with the Cincinnati Bengals. I did a special NFL program through the Cincinnati Bengals. He will be there. We got the head coach of the West Michigan Mayhem, Matt Koch. He's going to be there. You know, again, headhunter. You know, innovator, winner. You know, he's been to two championship back-to-back seasons. So he knows what it takes to get there, and he'll be coaching quarterbacks as well. Brian Webb, former defensive back coach for the Houston Cyclones. He put together a great squad when they won the championship last year in the NWFA. He's involved. Got another buddy of mine, George Maulu, former University of Arizona quarterback. And he's also founder of a Polynesian football camp and conference, well, actually more of a football camp. And he deals with all the Polynesian players across the country. He does a traveling camp. And he's a quarterback guru and specialist. So, again, you know, those are some of the updates on some of the players. I mean, some of the coaches that's going to be there. Also got a little update on some of the sponsors. Again, right now I'm putting a lot of time and effort into the sponsorship aspect of it now. Once I got the coaches involved, we have Ticket Leap. Ticket Leap is the actual registration program for the National Camping Conference. So when you click on, you actually go through this, and it's a great database program, a lot of information that can be driven off of that, questionnaires and stuff like that to start driving in to your sponsors, you know, the crowd, the age, income, you know, whatever questions you want your survey to have, you know, Ticket Leap is the next elevation of what's going on. And can define a lot more than the other programs out there, such as PayPal as their competitor. You know, but we all know PayPal, and that's what we're comfortable with. But this company here, TicketLeap.com, is definitely innovative and definitely creative on how to sell tickets. And actually, they're going to be making a presentation at the event on how to sell more season tickets. So that's something you don't want to miss. You definitely don't want to miss that. And then, of course, you got Enterprise Rent-A-Car on board, and they are definitely working with us to make sure that our participants are able to get cars at very reasonable prices. And just to give you guys an example of some of the price deals, compact cars are $32 a day, intermediate cars are $36, mid-size $39, full-size only $44. Premium cars, 52. Luxury cars, only 64 a day. Minivans, for those who are coming, you know, in groups, you know, four or more, six or more, eight or more. You know, get you a nice minivan for $65 a day. If you want an SUV, $65 a day. A large SUV like a Hummer or something like that, or a Cadillac Escalade or something, $99 a day. And if you want a 15-passenger van, because you're just bringing the house with all these players, only $109 a day. So, again, pick Enterprise. Why? Because it will pick you up. So, you know, like I said, those are some of the updates, you guys. Those are some of the things that we're talking about, some of the things that we're rocking at this camping conference. Again, it's something that you should not miss. You should be a part of it. It is a learning experience, and it's limited in the number of people that we can have. It's going to be on the campus of UNLV. Nice practice facility. We're going to be using the live sports complex with the weight room, meeting rooms, the conference rooms, film breakout rooms. We're going to use every square inch of that place to show you guys what it takes to be a great football player, to be a great football coach, and to be a great football owner / management. Again, realistically, there's a couple packages on here for you guys. You know, if you want to come as an individual player, then that's great, is $150. You know, rooms at the Comfort Inn are $79 a night, and I got a special package deal over at the Rio for $100 a night. You know, 600 square foot suite, basically, for that price. What else goes on? You know, we got special packaging for those who are coming in groups. You know, if you came in a group of four, there's 10% off. 10% discount. It will only cost you $540 for a group of four, which is a great price. And it can be any makeup. It can be a quarterback, a running back, a lineman, two linemen. It can be two coaches and two players. It can be two owners and two coaches. It can be whatever four you want it to be. There's a package for you. You know, just make sure you announce what position or what aspect those people are going to be in as far as the camp and conference is concerned, because, again, we have limited numbers for space, you know. If you want 15% off, come with a combination of 10. It only costs that combination of 10, $1,275. You know, that's a big savings. That is a big savings of over $325. So, again, you know, if you come in numbers, you get the discount. You know, we want you guys to stay at the Comfort Inn, pack it up as four, you know, at $79 a night, like $50 a night per person. You know, we working on those things. We want it to be affordable. We wanted you to be able to travel here, learn, and have fun. You know, we got some big plans and some other things going on that we're going to be adding to the agenda, so stay tuned. But again, you know, if you got any questions regarding the camp and conference, go to womensfootballcamp.com. I'm pretty sure that everything you need to have answered is on the website. It's on the website. And if you don't have a question that's not answered, then call me direct. Call me at 702-764-8878. Again, 702-764-8878, and I would definitely answer your question. You know, sign up. Get it done. Get it done. You got till November 1st. November 1st to get your registration in and to secure your hotels. Because, once again, this particular event is probably during one of the busiest times in Las Vegas. We have an electronic convention. I think it's called CES. But it's the largest electronic convention in the world. And over 250,000 people come to Las Vegas that particular weekend. And the weekend after that is the AVN, which is the Adult Entertainment Convention. So back-to-back full weekends. So the later you add yourself onto the list, the more you're going to be paying for the hotels. So plan in advance. Plan ahead. Get ready. Get your helmet shined up. Get your shoulder pads warmed up, because we're going to be out there hitting. We're going to be out there teaching. We're going to be out there learning. And get your hands ready. Get your gloves. We got other equipment companies that are going to be showing off new product, new gloves, new helmets, new shoulder pads. Vendors are going to be out there talking about discounts on uniforms. Might be some travel deals out there with a couple of companies, maybe some busing companies. I'm working on trying to get Greyhound involved in women's football if we all can use them, you know, the charter service, which will be great. So, again, it's a place that we all going to meet. It's going to be a place that we all going to learn from each other. It's going to be a place that we're going to leave out of there with a bunch of information to spread to our teams. Because that's what it's all about. That's what the Women's Football Camp and Conference is all about. It's about the educational aspect of women's football and the growth of women's football. And that's where we're moving it forward. We're not going to take 2, 3, 4 steps backwards like we've done in the past 10 years. We're going to move forward with this thing. So what comes out of this thing is going to move us forward. It don't matter what league you're in. Don't matter if you play football. Don't even matter if you got experience. Don't even matter if you got gear. I hope you got gear. But if you don't, hey, there's still drills that we do that you can do without the gear. But you're only going to improve if you under that helmet. You're only going to improve if you got them shoulder pads on, because that's where football's played at. All right? So I'm going to end it right there. Right now. You know, you heard it straight from the horse's mouth that the camping conference is on June. How come I want to say June? I was born in June. But it's January 7th. See, my birthday is June 7th. That's why I keep getting it all screwed up. But it's June. See, there I go again. June. It's not June. It's January 7th through the 10th, 2010. Deadline cutoff is November 1st, 2009. Make sure you register. Make sure you sign up. Once the spots are gone, they're gone, folks. Once they close, they close. We're limited. 280 folks at this conference. That's all maxed out. That's what we're doing, 280. So sign up, get in, go to womensfootballcamp.com, click on the registration button, and bam, you're in. Ticketleap.com, it's all secured, and you go ahead and sign up and make it happen. So we're going to end it right there, and we'll come back with more updates each and every week here on Blog Talk Radio, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, each and every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because that's what we do here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. That's what we're talking about. Boy, I love that Adidas commercial. You know what I'm saying? That song is just off the chain. And now to our second sponsor.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, Pick Enterprise. You know that. Pick them up. Pick them up. Pick them up is what they do. They pick you up. They pick me up. That's what they do. Enterprise. All right, here we go. Rocking it fourth quarter. You know we four quarters already. Time goes by so fast when you're rocking it four quarters with Coach Lee. You know, I'm always talking about the Ning Board because that is the number one networking social board for women's football. You know, we're rocking over 1,450 members right now. And lots of pictures, lots of videos, and lots of conversation. And, you know, I try to keep it fresh. And, you know, it's a board that I participate in a lot because if not, it gets stale. And I don't want a stale board. I want people interacting. I want people talking it up, chopping it up. Where can we go? How can we improve? You know, there's groups, there's discussions in here. You know, but a lot of us just sit here and get on the board and just look. You know, I don't think that's proactive. You know, proactive is not just getting on the board and just saying I'm a part of and this and that. You know, on the board I sent out a press release talking about the board. And I've had a few comments back. People saying that they send it out and they send it to their media. Hey, we need to share. You know, you ain't got to share me your media list, but if we send something out that's for all of us, then let's all dip in and pick up our weight. You know what I'm saying? Do our part to expand women's football. You know. So I've had two people contact me. One in Washington D.C. and one in New York, and I want to say Portland. That said, they sent that press release to all their media. But where everybody else at? Arizona, where are you at? Texas, where are you at? Florida, where are you at? Carolinas, where are you at? Come on, respond, people. Respond. I talk about this all the time. One person is not going to make the movement move. It's going to take all 1,453 of us that's on this board, the Ning board, to move this rock, what we call women's football, forward. It just makes it so much easier when we all do it as a team, together. So you know what? Keep up the good work for those who are involved and those who aren't involved. You need to get into the work so that you can make some good out of this situation. But what's hot? What's hot on the Ning board? You know, what is really hot on the Ning board? Let's go to the discussion page. Let's find out what people really want to talk about or, you know, what is the hottest topic right now. I know I asked a question about it's football season. You know, this is the most exciting time of the year. You know, you got Florida State and Miami on right now during this game. I don't know what the score is. But I left out at halftime. But the fact is, this is the most exciting part, you know, of the season for us because we can use it as a coaching tool. So I put out a question. You know, football season, it's football season. What style of offense does your team run, college or pro? You know, with the many games that will be on TV over the next 4 months, as a coach, I'm telling my team to watch football all season long. I use it as a coaching tool on what our offense should look like, a la Florida, Texas, West Virginia, and other spread option teams are out there and the games that I ask my players to watch because that's the style of offense we run. So I asked this question to the other team. So what team and styles do you run? So we had a couple coaches respond. What's this? TJ O'Keefe. When I was on the sidelines, I coached a multiple look offense with a gun option, now Wildcat, for a change of pace, play action in heavy doses. That's not bad. He had Coach Lim. Oh, he has his. His is funny. Dion, I have to play you next year, so I keep that a secret. But a little of everything works for me. Really depends on what the defense is letting us do. Okay. Well, again, he's on offense that lets the defense dictate what's happening, what's going to give. You got Coach O'Boyle. Shotgun option offense with West Coast passing, almost like Texas Longhorns. On defense, he runs a 3-4 D scheme like the Eagles. You got Coach John. Well, defensively, I run more of a college set with a little bit of New England scheme. So I think he's running 3-4 as well. That's what New England runs. But I really have to see what my personnel is capable of handling. And I know that's been some of the topics of discussion about what can you teach based on your personnel. And I truly understand that. But as a coach, you got to have some kind of knowledge of what offense you would like to run or what type of defense you would like to run and try to teach it. And then at that point, then you need to adjust to your personnel. You know, you can't just go into the season with a blank canvas and say, okay, let me see you run. Let me see you do this and let me see that. Okay, then I'm going to make up something. No, you got to have you got to recruit. You know, and that's part of coaching. You got to recruit to your likings. If you want to run the spread option, then you need to find your quarterback, athletic, you know, ex-basketball point guard or somebody that can run that. You know, you got to have that idea in mind, you know. If you want to run a power game, then you need to go get some big girls and get you a line that can move forward and get you a big bruising running back and run forward. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think a great coach is going to recruit to their likings, just like USC does, just like University of Florida does. They recruit players to fit their system. They don't wait till the players get there and then decide to create a system. You recruit based on the system and the scheme that you know. The scheme that you definitely know, that there's no doubt in your mind, you know what you're doing. You don't want to have a 3-4 defense, and you ain't got the personnel. Then you got to change to a 6-1, and you don't know how to teach it. You know, that's backwards. You recruit to your system. If you want to be fast and quick, then you need to go to recruit for some fast and quick girls. Don't rely on what's going to show up on the first day of practice or the meeting or the tryouts. You can't rely on that. Hustle and bustle is what it's called. Get out there and do it. All right, Coach Bill, he says, I basically run wing T this season with the Liberty Bells, but he coaches high school and they run the spread, looking to put a little more spread scheme with the Liberty Bells next season. Again, it's how much you're willing to teach, you know. And, again, that was one of the hot topics on the Ning board. Again, to get conversation started, folks. That's what it's all about. Coach Lee's not trying to be nosy. But, you know, that's what football coaches do. We share, we talk. You know, I don't care if you got my playbook. You still got to stop me. I don't care if you know what play is coming. We can say we're running 22 blast. And most of us know that the two back is going to go through the two hole, and it's going to be a blast. So that means it's going to be a lead by the fullback, or it might be somebody pulling to lead through the hole. You know, you still got to stop it. You know, you definitely have to stop it. Another hot topic, you know, that I kind of got this one going again. Again, like I said, I'm not trying to make this my board. I'm trying to just get things fresh, keeping it fresh. Keeping it fresh like Del Taco. Keep it fresh, you know. Got another topic, sex and golf. Is it the same as sex and football in the LFL? As you guys all know, this past Friday was the first game of the LFL. For those that don't know what the acronym of LFL stands for Lingerie Football League. They played their first game in front of a packed house out in Chicago. Didn't quite get the score. I haven't been to their website to find out what's going on. But, you know, as a football fanatic, I'm curious. What type of fan base did they get? Did they get the numbers they thought they were going to get? Was it on TV? How did pay-per-view do? Because it's going to benefit us if we can continue to promote. But the whole idea was that was I was watching ESPN E60, and it was a story on the controversial model and pro golfer, and what's her name, Anna Lawson. And I was wondering, what if she and the LPGA, if they're going through the same thing that we're going through with women's football in the LFL. You know, we haven't defined ourselves. We haven't promoted ourselves. I mean, you know, I like the concept of real women playing real football. But are we driving that slogan in? Are we making it happen? You know, and my question is, where do you draw the line? Because you got some sexy ladies that play football in these leagues and that are on teams. And I know some teams who try to put out a little sexy calendar or something like that, you know, and a lot of people got heated over that. Because that's not what we're trying to project. We're not projecting the sex part. We're projecting the football aspect. And there were some remarks in that video talking about, well, at least we're getting looks by having these models, you know, out front. You know, is that the mission, just to get the looks? You know, for me, it's all about the product. You get them there, you got to sell them the product. You can't sell them the looks. I had many people this weekend when I'm passing on my media guys. Hey, you know, are they in their bathing suits? No. You know, but they do play in the mud when it rains. You know, I give them that perception. They in full gear. They do play in the mud when it rains on the grass field or a muddy field. But you got to learn how to roll with the punches and keep going. Am I going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, we get sloppy muddy and ooh-wee and the girls take off their helmets and mud all in their face and in the hair and it's all... No. The reality is, yes, they play football. But where do we draw the line? So let me answer a couple of those questions. My man Coach John, I guess it's the same as when Venus and Serena Williams took professional tennis by surprise from the Lily White tennis skirts to the Nike style and colors, which makes a lot of sense. I never could understand wearing white on a clay court, laughing out loud. I'm trying to hit the points there, but, you know, the bottom line is I see what he's saying. You know, they brought a little flair, you know, a little glamour to the sport with the wild colors. You know, yes, they do dress pretty sexy, you know, and you do see the curves, but their, you know, their play speaks for itself. And that's what that article is all about. You can be fine, sexy, and all, but your play gotta play and make the play play in order for the product to be good, yo. That's what it got to do. And you hear my music in the background. Like I said, time flies when you're rocking in four quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday on Blog Talk Radio. Continues. That's what it's all about. And if you can't listen to it on the internet, you can always dial 347-826-7278 and just put it on mute and listen to Coach Lee. Because all I'm doing is teaching. That's what I do is teach. I am a teacher. I want to teach you how to be a better player. How to be a better coach, how to better be an owner, how to be a better marketeer. You got to close your mouth, open your ears, bring your butt to the conference, take your notes, and do all the things that we do to get better, yo. Because it's coming from the heart, as Chuck D say. You know what I'm saying? We always going to do this. I'm always going to be prepared. If you ever want to call in, please do. I've been winning and winning these games. Haven't had to have no five-minute drive. You want to debate? Let's get on here. I love debating, too. You ain't got to agree with me, and I don't have to agree with you, but we got to come to some understanding that we got to get better.